I'm just surprised that they've been able to keep it to such a minimal increase compared to a lot of the other schools out there who have raised their tuition to almost 10%.
Katherine Dudinsky is eating lunch in the Penn State University Park Student Union. She's a freshman, and as an out-of-state student from Maryland, she already expects to pay more in tuition. But Dudinsky was pleasantly surprised Penn State didn't increase rates as much as fellow state-related schools, Pitt and Temple. Those universities raised tuition by 8.5% and 10%, respectively. At Penn State, in-state tuition for University Park students will go up 4.9%. That's an increase of a little over $700 a year. Students at Commonwealth campuses will see a 2.9% increase.
Well, we've tried to minimize the impact on students and their families, and I think Penn State has one of the lowest tuition increases in the country this year.
Anne-Marie Mounts is the Assistant Director of Public Information for Penn State. She says the two main sources of income for Penn State's education and general budget are tuition and fees and state appropriations. But last month, Governor Tom Corbett cut state appropriations to all of Pennsylvania's state-related universities by 19%. That meant $68 million less for Penn State. But Mount says the university was determined not to use increases in student tuition to make up the difference.
We decided to make the cuts, and unfortunately some people have lost jobs, and there's been great sacrifice at the university so that the impact would not be as great on the students.
Over the past 3 months, Penn State has made cuts and internal savings that totaled $30 million. Frozen salaries, program cuts, consolidations, and mergers are among the ways the university has generated savings. Mount says the university made a 2% across-the-board budget cut for all units, whether academic or non-academic. Then each unit was left to decide how to make those cuts.
People have lost their jobs because Penn State's budget is highly people intensive. Most of the money goes toward people because people are what do the educating, and people are who support those who are doing the educating.
In addition to the 82 people that took the early retirement, we're going to have to lay off an additional 75 to 100 positions to meet this deficit.
Mary Worth is the Director of College Relations and Communications for Agricultural Sciences. Her college was hit the hardest in budget cuts. On top of Penn State's 19% across-the-board cut, the Agricultural Research and Extension programs face an additional cut of $10.5 million to their state land grant funds.
We have been cutting for 2 years now. There's no place left to cut but with people and programs.
There's been a freeze on hiring within the college since 2009, and the college plans to cut down from 12 departments to 9. Worth says the move may benefit students.
We have excellent programs in this college, and we feel like bringing these departments together and reducing duplication and increasing that collaboration across the college is going to help students.
This year, the board decided to make cuts to the university instead of making larger increases to tuition. But Mount says these cuts can't continue to happen in the future.
We've already lost good people. We've already cut programs. We've already gone 2 out of the last 3 years without salary increases. Those kinds of changes are not duplicatable in the long term.
According to the university, the pay freeze is expected to save about $31 million. Some of the layoffs have already taken place. Others will take place in the coming months. I'm Kelsey Penna, WPSU.